tell now. And asked the nigga where somebody lives, and you know good and well he lives the next door. He never heard of him before. No, so I don't know. Well, one time we had a nigga here, had both legs cut off, called him Walklow. And some of the people died up here in Centralia somewhere, and that car guy used to be sheriff here, was town marshal at that time, and they rode down here to him, and he looked and looked, and one day he says, I got it. You know a nigga, I forgot his name now. I said, no, I've heard of him. I said, well, come on, let's go around here and ask all that the old nigga woman. They knew it, know everything. I went around, hey, Molly, you know a nigga here from up here so-and-so? Where you say you're from? I told her. Yeah, sir. I said, that's see you around there in the barbershop now. Tell us that son of a bitch just shot my shoes. And he'd been asking, they tell him no.
Uh-huh.
But she knew me, I asked her, oh, but you said, what'd you say? Where are you from? I told her, said, Lord God, that's Walklow. See, he's in the barbershop there now.
That's all the difference. Yeah, I don't think if you'd been with me, I'd have got any place.
No, you wouldn't. No, they wouldn't come with you. Wouldn't even talk to you.
Uh-huh.
No.
I wondered if that's because of these demonstrations or whether...
No, they know me and know I'm not going to pull them on anything wrong, you see.
Then they're kind of afraid of strangers? Is that the idea?
No, they just ain't going to tell you nothing. It's been that way all their life.
Uh-huh.
I tell you now, you're talking about old niggas. When I was working in Cockerstone, they had a nigga woman over there, old Abe, nigga named Abe Grant, owned 40 acres of land right across from the store there on the ridge. And that was his mother. And a big fat woman. So she, you know what? She got a check every quarter for $90. And you know what it's from? Revolutionary War.
Is that right?
Her father was in it, on that. And
right.
And then he married again. And this was one of his last children after that, you see. And then, she's of course, he was in the army. And she was only half. And she got that check. And so I had to take it over. I'd come care of cock and and every quarter, I'd take it over there and care of the money. And counted out to her and let her, of course she couldn't write. She just put a mark down there, you see. Mm-hmm. Then in 1917, old Abe had died and left her, and she had a grandson there with her, Bob, and he moved over here in Arkansas and she froze to death. He had 116 years. 116.
Mm-hmm.
And she was thread and needle. Thread and needle.
And she lived through all that.
That's the oldest nigga I ever saw. Only now, Miss Lowe dies here. Her husband was a lawyer here. And she died at a little over 102 last year. 102.
Mm-hmm. She in good shape?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the oldest white person I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But that nigga woman, now I know how old she was, because I cashed them checks every quarter.
Well, there must be a good place to live, because you read, I think, of more older people down in this area than you do...
That's right. Anywhere else.
...place else.
And yeah.
There must be something of the way that they live and the way they...
The climate or something climate got something to do with it. The food.
The food,
or something,
I think,
water or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take, now you're talking about deer and turkey over on that river. They've got them over there. Lord, there's deer over there.
I noticed there's a little, just not very much woods along 60. Well,
they've cut it all out.
But in just one place, there's a little patch there and just a few acres on both sides of the highway.
Yeah.
They've got a deer sign up,
yeah.
Deer crossing.
Yeah.
So they must come in from the river and go
across. Yeah, go across one river to the other.
Mm-hmm.
See, Tim kind of got the Mississippi on.